This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has received a report of three wolves that were shot and killed within 10 miles of the border of Wyoming, north of Jackson County. CPW has followed up with the individual and Wyoming Game and Fish. They aren't releasing any other details right now as to whether the wolves are part of the North Park Pack. Lethal management against wolves is allowed in Wyoming. In 2021, Wyoming Game and Fish reported 314 wolves in at least 40 packs across the state of Wyoming. In the annual report, there were 107 wolf mortalities in the state, of which 90 were human-caused. Two women from Craig were arrested Monday on felony charges related to drug distribution. 58-year-old Paula Hall and 55-year-old Christy Nielsen were arrested during a traffic stop. The Moffat County Sheriff's Office canine named Odin alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. Task Force Commander Brian Gonzalez with the All Crimes Enforcement Team has more on what was found.
Approximately 2 pounds of methamphetamine, approximately 10 grams of cocaine, and approximately 580 pills containing fentanyl.
Gonzalez says getting the drugs, especially the fentanyl, off the street has a potential to save many lives.
Studies have shown that 4 out of every 10 fentanyl pills contain a lethal dose of fentanyl, so potentially lots of lives saved because of this investigation.
Bond was set for $100,000 for Paula Hall because of previous convictions, which would rank her as an habitual criminal. That's according to Matthew Chesfolds from the district attorney's office. He added she's an extreme danger to the community. Bond for Christy Nielsen was set at $1,000 personal recognizance bond because she was a passenger in the vehicle. It wasn't her vehicle. But the affidavit says she admitted to having a meth pipe and drugs on her. Both women are not allowed to have any contact with any witnesses in the case. They're not allowed to have possession or use any illegal controlled substances or use alcohol. They're both in court on October 27th. The Whitehaven Mobile Home Park in Steamboat is under contract to be purchased by the Yampa Valley Housing Authority. Price, $3.125 million, was accepted on behalf of the Whitehaven residents. Closing is set for November 30th. The board for Yampa Valley Housing Authority meets at 12:30 Thursday. The agenda includes updates on Whitehaven, Brown Ranch, and Mid-Valley. In football, the game for the Moffat County Bulldogs has been moved to Thursday night instead of this Friday. It's an away game against Grand Valley in Parachute. The schedule change is because of the current referee shortage in the state. Bulldogs are 6-2. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. You can listen to the game on KRAI and through KRAIRadio.com. And remember, the Stanley Cups at House and Ice Arena in Steamboat Springs from 2:30 to 4:30 Thursday afternoon. The public's invited for pictures. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at SteamboatRadio.com.